Do you have a multi-generational home? It comes with its challenges, but also with blessings. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. A third of young adults aged 18 to 24 are still living at home. In our house, we have two that are still there. One is 20, and the other is soon to be 18. Living at home with your parents until you're married is more the norm in other cultures. But many young Americans are at home because they lack jobs, they have debt, they're saving for a down payment on a house, going to college, or have some other burdensome expenses. Whatever the reason, we've learned that this is an opportunity to depend on the Lord and a time to encourage spiritual and financial growth for the whole family. So here are my tips. Don't compare your home to others. The temptation will be to judge or to covet. Simply accept where you are and trust God. Also, use this time getting to better know your adult children and their friends. Pray for open hearts and humble attitudes. Treat them with respect and ask them to share responsibilities. Encourage them to develop new skills, to help around the house, and to serve others. Include them in family devotions, sharing prayer requests when possible. Also, help them to develop social and leadership skills and to learn to practice biblical financial principles. Their fears and insecurities may be expressed in anger or frustration at times. Love them, and don't hamper their growth or enable their immaturity. It gets ugly when they want to be treated like adults, but don't accept responsibility. Boundaries must be set and problems discussed. Growth can be painful, but with God, all things are possible. And if you need help or encouragement with your finances, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit us at crown.org.